Hello, welcome back. It's time for another episode of the Built on Bitcoin podcast. This is a This Week in Stacks episode where we're covering everything that happened in the past week or so. And yeah, I'm your host, Jake. You'll see me around as Jake Blockchain. And yeah, let's just jump straight into it. So first things first, Muneeb was on Coinbase's new podcast. Oh, they're going down. I'll come if we around the blocks. But yeah, Coinbase has a new podcast called Around the Blocks. And Muneeb was, I think, their second guest, maybe their third. And yeah, it's pretty good, but a half hour long. And there's a pretty interesting story about his earlier times, childhood, what it was like being on the internet in Pakistan. And yeah, apparently, like, they had one main TV network, so your source of truth was pretty straight and narrow. There wasn't a whole lot of, like, differing opinions. You couldn't watch a whole lot of different things. So when he first found the internet, it was, like, mind-blowing to him, he said. Like, it was like seeing 1,000 different realities, 1,000 different things of truth, where they told you one thing, and then this other source. And he also said that the internet's like having 1,000 channels. Like, there's just so much content. It was crazy. So yeah, he said it's pretty jarring to see that what you're told as a kid and you know, you gotta believe is actually not quite what it is. So yeah, pretty good interview. Highly recommend. And it was cool because the people at Coinbase, you start to see, like, crypto people are in this, have been in this for a while. And so there's a lot of, like, hey, I know you from, you know, 2012, 2013. And some of the people on the podcast, they go way back. So it's cool to see. Next up, and this isn't from this week, but I missed it last week. It's too important not to talk about, even though I'm not really going to talk about it that much, is Alex's tokenomics paper. So they released it. And, yeah, check it out. I'll drop the link in the description. But when it comes to DeFi, I'm pretty much a noob, like the noobiest of noobs. So I'm not going to, you know, try and pontificate and sound all smart and say a bunch of wrong things. So I'm just going to put it out there that this exists. You should read it if you're so inclined. But, yeah, that's it. And Alex's mainnet is right around the corner, so super exciting. Number three, new NFT project that has some utility, Stacks Degens, which I believe is from one of the Bowtie guys or maybe a collection of them. But you can mint it with Stacks or City Coins, and they have a Miami version and a New York City coin version. And they are Degens, these little skull creatures, and they have a Lambo or a Ferrari or a Bentley, you know, some fancy car, one Lambo. But when you buy the NFT, you could then go into a game. So you go to stacksdegens.com, and when the NFT has been secured to an anchor block, you can log in with your wallet, and you play like an old-school racing game where you just use the WASD or up, left, right, down, and you just hold forward and just zoom and try and get the fastest time. And there's a whole leaderboard, and I think they're going to have tournaments in the future. I raced, and I thought I was killing it. I really did. But the people at the top had me by, like, 30 seconds. So wasn't even close. But pretty cool. You know, utilities where NFTs can be a token gate into a game. And you can win some stuff. So I like that. Cool to see. Speaking about winning stuff, Hero won Best Places to Work 2022 for New York City, which is wild. So yeah, I gotta get a job there. I'm gonna have to keep offering those foot rubs to Muneeb until he says yes. Actually, on second thought, that might be harassment, so I probably shouldn't do that. But, yeah, they won three awards. They won Best Places to Work in New York City, Best Places to Work Small Business, and Best Places to Work Best Paying Company. So, that's pretty dope. Yeah. Not much to say there. Like, congrats, y'all. And I think you could tell by how activated and engaged everyone is in the community that they enjoy what they do. And part of that is a good work environment. So, super dope to see. Another thing, you know, Stacks and things around Stacks just getting praise is there was a report released where they looked at different blockchains and the dev activity, and Stacks is the highest Bitcoin-focused blockchain with active devs outside of Bitcoin Core, I believe. So it's number two for us, and there's nothing else. Like RSK and Liquid and all them, there's nothing on the charts. I didn't deep dive into the report, so I don't know how they're reading it. I think it's coming from reading GitHub in some way, and so private projects obviously would not be counted. So you can take the results with a grain of salt, but not really, because you know that's the answer. Like, what has the most dev on the Bitcoin space? Like, when do you hear about Liquid at all? You don't. So, it's Stacks. It's just duh, Stacks. Okay, last but not least, PseudoZach, which is one of my previous guests in the pod, previous Stacks grant recipient, Lightning Wallet enthusiast. He's been building a bridge between Stacks and the Lightning Network, and he just unlocked some crazy... Like, I'm trying to contain myself, but it's crazy that you could pay for an NFT using just a Lightning wallet. So, the way this works, and I almost got it done today, but I got to see the workflow. I had an issue where I couldn't quite send the payment, and then they had an issue with Stacks NFT, so they deposit. But you can literally just open up Strike or whatever Lightning wallet you use, and you go to stacksnft.com, you log into your wallet, you go to the Roots collection, which is a collection that PseudoZach put out a little while ago, and it was just with Stacks, but now he has a Lightning version where you can buy with Lightning. And when you click the button to mint, it's going to pull up a dialog box, and it'll have some pre-recorded info. There's like a fee, I think it was 2%. There's a Satoshi's number, maybe it's .BTC, like 0.001 something, and then you'll get a QR code. And that QR code, you take into Strike or whatever wallet you're using, you open the camera, you scan the QR code, you pay, and that invoice gets paid, and the NFT is released to your wallet. Just like that. Like everything that we've been talking about for months about native swaps and, you know, native BTC payments, it's that simple. Like, you have to have a Hero wallet, at least for now. But then all you do is click the button, open a dialog box, scan the QR code on my phone with my native BTC, and it ends up in my wallet. So it's just the beginning. If this is only the beginning, I don't even know what to say, because it's already super, super easy. Like, going through the workflow, it's two steps. So if I would for sure, just thinking on it right now, if versus the current process of getting Stacks and having to go to OKCoin and then wait and then transfer it to my wallet and let those confirm, compared to I didn't have any money in my Strike wallet before, and I just pulled out, I deposited 100, which was instant, and then I immediately went to go scan it and it was ready to go. Game changer. Super game changer. So it's here. This is only V1. It's already pretty good. So if now is the time to feel super duper crazy bullish and like sell your car to buy more BTC, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I'm not going to tell you what not to do either. So yeah, it's actually been a pretty good week in Stacks, and that's all I got for this week. Nothing else. I love you. If you want to send me some money, you can't because I'm not for sale. But that's it. Okay, goodbye. I'll see you very soon. Love y'all.
Welcome to Built on Bitcoin.
I know that things don't always go your way, but I'll be right.